بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and our sisters also listen at the madrasa and over the receivers. Tonight we have the two radio stations also, Channel Islam and Radio Islam listeners. So I've decided to repeat what we have been discussing over the past two or three Thursday nights, because thousands of people may not have heard what was discussed, so they too can be in the picture. What I was discussing is the poetry or the nasihats of Hazrat Maulana Badre Alam Rahmatullah Ali. And I mentioned that Hazrat Maulana Badre Alam Rahmatullah Ali was a very great mufassir, muhaddis, an ashik of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he has the good fortune of being buried in Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina Sharif. People who in the early 30s, 40s or 50s used to go to Medina Sharif, the only person that was there at that time with whom people had some kind of islahi taluq was Maulana Badre Alam Rahmatullah Ali. As Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah and others, they went afterwards to Medina Sharif. But generally the South Africans used to go and visit him. So he, in his latter days, gave some nasihat, and which we can also term as wasiyat, to his murids, to his friends, and in fact it is for all of us. And whatever nasihats these Buzrugan-e-Deen, Awliya-e-Kiram give, it is from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah. So looking at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to latter times and the fitnas of Dajjal and all the other fitnas that will become very, very prevalent and in vogue, so he very, very strongly recommended that if you want to be saved from those fitnas, then must come and settle in Medina Sharif. So I've been explaining in detail that why must we settle in Medina Sharif, or why should we have the desire to settle in Medina Sharif? Because Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Sharif will be the two places that will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. Dajjal will not be able to enter these two places. Angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be at the gates. They will be protected. People of Medina Sharif will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. But that is when the Dajjal, the real Dajjal, will come. As far as the other fitnas are concerned, the fitna of movies and TVs and filthy magazines and music and all those kind of things, well, unfortunately that has entered Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Tayyibah. But we are talking about those people who really want to have themselves safeguarded and protected from the fitnas that are around the world, and they are finding it very difficult to protect themselves. Now, we don't say that the person cannot get caught up in fitnas there, but then if that person himself is weak and he's not interested in being safeguarded and protected, then we blame him. But the person who is keen, he doesn't want to get caught up in the fitnas, then what is it difficult to stay in a hotel there or stay in a place or of a home, a residence that he has found there, because he'll be staying there permanently. and then go to the Masjid Haram Sharif, come back to his house, engage himself in zikr, tilawat, ibadat. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him some kind of halal business, then he does that for his livelihood. And then he lives a normal life, he brings up his children there, he gives them education, he gives them proper tarbiyah. So that is not difficult, it is easier to be protected there. We all know that in our country and the countries of the world now, how difficult it is becoming for the pious and the righteous people, or those who wish to be pious and righteous. The fitnas are in abundance, they are pouring. It's like the tasbih, where the cord has snapped and the beads are flowing one after the other. So we discussed to some extent, but again, with some, just to recap it. Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar karna. Says, I want to give one secret now to my friends. عزیزوں کو مجھے ایک راز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا. اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو, if you want to be protected, if you want to be saved from the fitnas that are going to pour everywhere in the world, so then come away to Madinah Sharif and spend the latter days of your life or the remaining days of your life in Madinah Sharif. So that is my nasihat and my wasiyat to all my friends. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his dua is so famous which he made. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a kind of dua he made. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh Allah, give me shahadat in your path. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is asking on the one hand for shahadat. And then immediately after asking for shahadat, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَجْعَلْ مَوْتِي بِبَلَدِ رَسُولِكَ, and make my death in Madinah Sharif, in the city of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it was a very difficult thing to understand, that is asking for shahadat in Madinah Sharif, because at that time the conquests were taking place. At Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, Islam was spreading, and wherever they were going, country after country or cities after cities were coming under the rule of Islam. But Allah Ta'ala gave him shahadat. We're not going into the details of that. He was leading the Fajr prayer and he was stabbed. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala got shahadat in Madinah Sharif. So the desire was there, and all our awliya-i kiram, they are desirous of death in Madinah Sharif. It is a different thing that they spread out to different parts of the world for the sake of taking that message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, if they pass away in other countries and other places, then Allah Ta'ala will give them the same rewards. Because they took that pain of separation from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was a very, very difficult pain to take. Just on the hukam of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, they went out. Otherwise, they would have desired to remain in Madinah Sharif in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the graves of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they are around the globe. But their desire was death in Madinah Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he is reported to have said that Man zarani muta'ammidan, kana fi jawari yawm al-qiyamah. The person who comes to visit me, by way of explanation, the person is coming to Madinah Sharif and his niyat is nothing else except to visit Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says that he will be my neighbor on the day of Qiyamah. Now who does not like to be the neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So he said the niyat must be khalis, sincere. No other niyat is good. وَمَنْ سَكَنَ الْمَدِينَةِ وَصَبَرَ عَلَىٰ بَلَائِهَا كُنْتُ لَهُ شَهِيدًا وَشَفِيًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the person who will reside in Medina Sharif and he will bear with patience any kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering in Medina Sharif, then he will bear it with patience. He will not become restless, impatient and pack up his bags and run away from Medina Sharif. He will settle in Medina Sharif and any part of the world, difficulties can come, hardships can come, problems can come. So this person bears it with patience. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I will be for him a witness and I will be interceding for him on the day of Qiyamah. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is promising his shafaat and that he will also be a witness on his behalf. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي أَحَدِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. And the person who will pass away in one of the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah or Madinah Tayyibah, Allah Ta'ala will raise him on the day of Qiyamah amongst those who are the protected ones, those who have been given aman, security. Therefore, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported the Hadith Sharif from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Man istata'a an yamuta bil Madina, whosoever it is possible for him to pass away in Madina Sharif, fal yamut biha, fa inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha. So then he must die in Madina Sharif because I will make shafaat, I will intercede on behalf of the person that passes away in Madina Sharif. So any Muslim with a little bit of muhabbat for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be desirous of dying in Madina Sharif. Where else will you get the Riyazul Jannah? Any part of the world. You can have gardens of Kashmir. You can have the beautiful cities of the world having all the tourist attractions. And you can have beautiful parks and beautiful gardens and beautiful museums and beautiful everything. And mountains. But where can you get the Jibal-e-Haram? And where can you get the Riyazul Jannah? And where can you get the Mihrab of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And where can we get the Mimbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And where can you get all those different pillars? And where can we get the Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam itself? And where can you get that green dome which is over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Roza Mubarak? You can get green domes around the world over our masajid. But where can we get that green dome over which is over the Roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So this is what the desire of every Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawzatun min riyazil jannah. And then the person who reads 40 namazes without missing one namaz in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the person will get protection from the azab, protection from the fire of Jahannam, and he will get freedom from hypocrisy. Now when the Haji goes there, then he wants to make the 40 namazes there, although it's not compulsory, but he wants to make it. Now the person who's resident of Madina Sharif, how many times he must have made the 40 namazes? So I'm not going into a detailed discussion of that, but what I'm saying that these are the things that are attracting towards Madina Sharif. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shafaat for the people that will be buried there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, first I will rise. Thereafter, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's grave will open, he will rise. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then with these two companions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go to Jannatul Baqi. And all of them will rise from their graves. And all of them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will take along and wait for the people of Makkah Mukarramah buried there, Jannatul Ma'la, and meet them halfway. Now all these virtues. So therefore we must be desirous. So therefore he says, if you want to be protected from fitnas, to Madine mein guzar karna. Jahan ab phansne wala hai, fitan mein deen o ima ke. Jahan ab phansne wala hai, فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. It's going to be very difficult for the mu'min to spend his time anywhere outside Madina Sharif and still remain protected from the fitnas. It's going to be very difficult. It's not impossible. Otherwise people will say that everyone cannot go and settle in Madina Sharif, so therefore Allah Ta'ala has made something compulsory upon us which we cannot do. So na'uzubillah, that will mean Allah Ta'ala is unjust. So there's no question of it's not going to be possible, but he says it's going to be very difficult. It'll be very, very easy in Madina Sharif, but it'll be very difficult in the outside world. Those people who are really making the khidmat of deen, in the true sense of the word, with great sincerity and ikhlas, then those are exceptions to the rule. They must remain wherever they are and do as much khidmat as they can. But the majority of us, are we really doing any khidmat of deen? The only obsession that we have is accumulation of wealth, accumulation of properties, accumulation of assets, or increasing of assets and bank balances. That's all. Enjoyment, fun, pleasure and leisure, that's all we have. So for people like us, we must be desirous that as soon as possible, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must open those doors. And that was his kashf, that Allah Ta'ala will open the doors. But that window will remain open for a short period of time. And at that time he said, whosoever has the ability to come away to Madina Sharif, he said they must come away as quickly as possible. So, bahut mushkil hai momin ko kahin bahar basar karna. Jo na qadri mein guzri wo, to guzri zindagi apni. جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر تم اب عمر بر کرنا. That life which is gone is gone. We cannot bring back one single second from that life. All the world scientists put together, and all the technology that is in existence, and multiply that technology by billions of times and ask them to bring back 1 second of the life that is gone. Jo na qadri mein guzri wo to guzri zindagi apni. That life which is gone is gone. And how much of ingratitude we showed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with regards to that life that is gone. How much of our time, how many of our hours, how many of our days were spent in absolutely useless, or as we say, futile activities. No gain of any kind from the worldly point of view or from the akhirat point of view. Nothing. If it was beneficial from the worldly point of view and it was within the parameters of Sharia, then it's permissible. If the person spent his time in earning his livelihood or exercising for the sake of good health, or the person engaged in some other skills or craft or activities that were beneficial and useful for this world or the akhirat, then it's acceptable. But I'm talking about the hours and hours that went before the television screens, and days and days when there's World Cups, Cricket World Cup, Football Cup, this cup, that cup. Look at the number of days and hours that went. And all the other films that people watch, and all the other articles in the newspapers and other magazines, which were absolutely useless, futile. Didn't benefit the person in any way. How are we going to answer Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for such wastage of time? So he says, nevertheless, now we can't bring those minutes and hours and years back. That's gone, it's gone. So make sincere tawbah over that which has already expired. But what must we do now in future life? At least we should take the steps in the right direction. Bring about a total change and reformation in our lives. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as some people do, that because of the time that they wasted on or the sins that they engaged in, now they say, what do? I committed so much of sins, now will Allah Ta'ala forgive me? So Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive irrespective of how much sins the person committed, as long as he makes sincere tawbah. If it's the rights of the people, then he makes sure that he returns to whomsoever whatever is due. If he has caused hurt, pain and injury to anyone, he asks him for forgiveness. And if the person has missed his namaz, roza, zakat, then start making qaza. So we must show that we are making sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala is definitely prepared to forgive and accept the person, irrespective of how far he has gone. Our sins cannot be greater than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. It is like that example that you have heard many times of that mosquito that sat on the back of an ox. A few hours the mosquito sat on the back of an ox. Qurbani time, now you get flies and mosquitoes sitting there. And after some time, then the mosquito took off. But then apologized to the ox that I'm extremely sorry for having been such a burden on your back. The weight that you must have felt, I apologize for that. So the ox said, you stupid, foolish one, I don't even know when you sat and when you left. Where will I feel your weight? Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali uses this as an example. Then he says, some people, that is how foolish they are. That when they have committed a lot of sins, then they think that our sins are so heavy now that Allah Ta'ala can't forgive. So jo na qadri mein guzri, wo to guzri, bas zindagi apni. Jo baqi hai, usi ki qadr tum ab umr bhar karna. But whatever life is now left, he says, value it, appreciate it. Before that also leaves us. So then show some appreciation and value for that.
Dua'e mangna iski, ye ab jo umr baqi hai, khuda tumko ata kar de, madine mein basar karna. Dua'e mangna iski, ke ab jo umr baqi hai, khuda tumko ata kar de, madine mein basar karna.
Make dua that life which is left now, if Allah Ta'ala blesses us, then we must spend it in Madina Sharif, near the roof of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep on making dua. Then even if the person does not get that dua of his accepted, but he will still get the rewards of having that kind of tamanna and that kind of good intention and niyat. So he says, dua-e mangana iski. Just keep on making dua.
Bharosa bhool kar bhi tum na karna apni daulat par. Bharosa bhool kar bhi tum na karna apni daulat par. Nahin aasa kisi ko is kathan manzil ka sar karna.
Bharosa bhool kar bhi na karna tum apni daulat par. This is our major weakness, that we have got such trust on wealth that everything will happen if we got wealth. Wealth is a necessity. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses somebody with good halal wealth, it's a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Must make qadar of it, make shukr and use it in the right places. Good wealth in the hands of a good Muslim is a very good thing. But here we are discussing that People have no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj in their lives. They don't have akhlaq. They don't have their dealings right. They don't have their etiquettes right, their morals right, their behavior right. They live a highly immoral life. But because of the abundance of wealth, then they are confident that if Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of wealth and beautiful home and beautiful car, so then definitely Allah Ta'ala is extremely happy and pleased with us. We don't know what all these maulanas are talking about and all these mufti sahabs and in all the bayans and waz about azab of Allah Ta'ala and it can be a test. We are enjoying life. So then that is just the deception of shaitan. Qarun was given plenty of wealth. The Jews of the world, look at the types of or the kind of wealth that they have. Look at the billions and billions that some of them are owning. Is Allah Ta'ala very happy and pleased with all of them? So he says, Barosa bhula karbi. That is the issue. That don't have confidence and trust on that wealth. That all our problems of the akhirat will be solved with this wealth. And of this world also. People with palaces, big, big palaces, and multi-billion. But look at where their lives ended. They ended in prisons. And some of them were hanged. And some executed. Everything that they possessed was gone. They had to eat the bread and the food that was given to prisoners. And yet at one time their wealth was something that was talked about. So we take lessons from them. It could be a test for some of those people. They could have been even pious people. We don't know. We must not look at anybody as inferior. Allah Ta'ala only knows what kind of tawbah, istighfar those people make and what the rajati gives to them. But the lessons that they leave behind for us, they never ever trust that wealth. How many countries of the world, look at the revolutions that took place and what was left behind. So he says, Barosa bhula kar bhi tum nakarna apni daulat par. Because it is not easy to cross that manzil of sakarat. It's not easy. It can be anybody, no matter how much of wealth he has, but he's got to go through that. And then after that, it is the qabr and the questions in the qabr, and then accountability on the day of judgment, and then the crossing of the pul sirat. Now, all these things are not easy. Our wealth is not going to be sufficient to just take us across all these stages of life. So make use of that wealth, earn it in a halal way, make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, then it's no problem. But bharosa bhul kar bhi tum na karna apni daulat par.
Bula le jisko marzi ho, nikale jisko ji chahe, unhi ki dast qudrat mein hai sab zero zabar karna. Azizon ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call whomsoever he wants, and he will take out whomsoever he wants. It's not because of the wealth that Allah ta'ala will give a person the opportunity to reside permanently in Madina Sharif and to stay away from all the fitnas. It is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore he says we have to be very much careful, very much on guard. And especially when the person is in Madina Sharif, then he has to be cautious of every step that he takes there. We cannot live a life style that we are living here. Unconcerned, negligent, indifferent, foregoing our salat and watching all the movies and Hollywood and Bollywood films. We can't be doing those things there. They say, Bula le jisko ji chahe, nikale jisko ji chahe. And close to Qiyamah, even though people are staying there in Madina Sharif, but in the final days, there will be three shake-ups in Madina Sharif. And those three shake-ups will throw out all those people who are sinful ones. they will be thrown out, or they will leave and go away from Madina Sharif. There are many people who were born in Madina Sharif, they grew up in Madina Sharif, and they left Madina Sharif not because of deen, but somebody from their family went to America, somebody went to Europe, and those days when the green card was considered to be something from heaven. So at that time, now there's no value left of that card too. So at that time, now those people wrote from there, "Where are you living in Madina Sharif and wasting your time in Auzubillah? Come away, look at the lovely cars we have and homes we have and this we have and that we have." Now at that time there was not much wealth in Makkah, Madina Sharif. That time Saudi Arabia didn't still have all its oil wells. The wells were there, but nobody had that wealth. They were living very simple life, and there was great difficulty. Those who went in the early years, they didn't have water on tap in the hotel rooms. They had to go to the well, draw the water, boil it. So they left Madina Sharif and went away, because they saw greener pastures somewhere else. So that is not that they left Madina Sharif. Madina Sharif threw them out, because it was not for deen they made it. They went. It was just for luxuries of this world. So bula le jisko ji chahe, nikale jisko ji chahe.
Ummide us se rakhna jis ki rahmat hai jahano par, usi se mangna aur bas usi par tum nazar karna. Tijarat ke irade se na aana is taraf hargiz, qanaat se yahan rehna sharafat se guzar karna.
Says, but then when you are coming to Madina Sharif, tijarat ke irade se na aana is taraf hargiz, then don't come with the specific niyat of tijarat. Tijarat we can do anywhere in the world. Tijarat a person can do in any part of the world. People are doing tijarat and business, and it's permissible. Now the person is leaving his home, his country, his town and everything, and coming to settle in Madina Sharif, and his only niyat is tijarat. So he says, this is not an appropriate niyat of a Muslim. That when the person has come to Madina Sharif and he has settled there, then if he does tijarat or business by the way, for his livelihood, then the Sahaba-i-Kiram did tijarat, the pious and the righteous of Madina Sharif did tijarat, that's not a problem. But the person does not go specially because he knows that that place you can make a lot of money. People sit there and they calculate all the time. 1 million people bought chicken from this takeaway, so much he must have made today. And so many million Hajj time bought ice cream from this shop. I know there was one person with us all the time some years back. He's just calculating how much this man must have made, how much this man must have made, how much that man must have made. Now is that the niyat for which a person goes to Madina Sharif? If he made, that's his rizq Allah Ta'ala gave to him. We should be counting how much of neki and blessings the person gained there. That is why Allah Ta'ala multiplied the rewards also. No matter who is there, but he can't get 100,000 rewards for any item. Can he get 100,000% profit? Now the person is making one amal in Madina Sharif, one tasbih, one tilawat of the Quran Sharif, 100,000 sawab, one two rakat namaz, 100,000 sawab, and in Madina Sharif 50,000 times. So that those people who count all these ice cream makers, how much they made, and chicken sellers, how much they made, then they start thinking that even if they made that much, well, they can't make as much as we made. There's so much places for investments there. The Multazam, the Hajre Aswad, the Muqami Ibrahim. So everywhere we can make investments for the Akhirah. So he says, Tijarat ke irade se na aana is taraf hargiz, qanaat se yahan rehna. Have contentment. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, have contentment. and sharafat se guzar karna. Live a life of piety, of taqwa. Don't engage in any kind of haram. No deceiving anybody, no cheating. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, then we will continue with this. But next week, Thursday, there is going to be no program. Inshallah, I should be in Port Elizabeth. But after my return, we will continue, inshallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalalu. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ اللہ illallah 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 illallah. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے
میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. او ماي بلوور الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله موست فورجيوينگ الله موست كومپاشنيت لوينگ الله. O my most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. O my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, hum napak aur nalayak hai. Jaise bhi hai tere bande hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. We know that we have used your bounties for your disobedience day and night. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. How much of our sight we use for your disobedience. How much of our hearing for your disobedience. How much of our speech for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, our hands and feet, how much of it we use for your disobedience. How much of our thoughts and our actions in your disobedience. But my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. You dearly love forgiveness. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. It blows away huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Oh, my beloved Allah, you give man the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. We are living a life of negligence, indifference, unconcerned of the akhirah. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my beloved Allah. They want to see us dragged down the gutters of humiliation, shame, disgrace. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of peace, of happiness, of contentment. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, ہمارا بن جا, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. Make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to remain the bandas of nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, make us your true servants. Put into our hearts the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it easy for us, my beloved Allah, to settle in Madina Tayyiba. Create the conditions for us to settle in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, it is not on the strength of a person's wealth that he is able to settle in Madina Tayyiba. It is your ihsan, your fazl, your kindness, Ya Allah, that takes the person. My beloved Allah, remove the obstacles that I know of. Bless us with rizq halal from your treasures, my beloved Allah. Distance us from rizq and sustenance which is haram. Ya Allah, in these days of holidays in our country, when the fitnas are in abundance, my beloved Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us, and fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Which direction do we turn, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, we are turning towards you for protection. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you for protection. Ya Allah, put so much of your love into our hearts, and so much of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak days at tides of Zilhijjah, we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. My beloved Allah, bless us with a life of sukoon. Bless us with a life of piety and taqwa. Bless us with a life, my beloved Allah, of shukr, of zuhad and of qanaat. Ya Allah, give us trust in you, faith in you, yaqeen in you, tawakkul in you. My beloved Allah, koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta, main apne khuda se khuda mangta. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. So many are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. And Ya Allah, bless us with shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, cures of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa, lekin dast-e khuda mein hai. My beloved Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Ya Allah, bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, with barakat. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have left for Hajj or are going for Hajj, make it extremely easy for them. Ya Allah, make their Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Accept their tawaf and their ziyarat and their ibadat and their Mina and their Arafat and their Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, accept the duas that they make in the Haramain Sharifain. My beloved Allah, give us a share in their duas. Ya Allah, bless them with a complete change in their lives upon their return. My beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah.
Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Hashar. Cause us to cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, Mashayikh and Ulama'i Haq. O my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, we have to leave this world someday. And no one knows when the angel of death is going to visit. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the television or internet site. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death visit us, my beloved Allah, popping drugs in our mouths, a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh, my beloved Allah, when the time of our death and departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Shehr-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai, wahi hai watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. The ummat is being pushed from pillar to post. We know that we are the major cause of our problems. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and pain and suffering of the ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity, that of insecurity to that of security, that of weakness to that of strength. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. How much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummah. His teeth were shattered in Uhud for the sake of the ummah. Falls down unconscious. In Taif he is stoned. 3 solid years he is ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, how much he cries for the ummah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also made a hajj. In his company were 124,000 shining stars. Each and every one of them a guiding star with clean and a purified heart. When we make hajj, we call out the labbaik. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, when they called out the labbaik, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. What a labbaik that must have been. Even the angels must have teared. Ya Allah, the skies will never witness another scene where 124,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. On that occasion, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne tawaf e kaaba karke jo duae mangi, ajre aswad ko chum karke jo manga, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga, multazam se chimat karke jo manga, khilaf e kaaba se lipat karke jo manga, maqam e ibrahim ke piche namaze padh kar jo manga, and the duas that he made after drinking zamzam and on Safa and Marwa and in Mina and especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Masoom, sinless Nabi raises his hands and he begs and he begs and he begs for us. His ihram becomes wet with his tears at the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is experiencing. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties and pain and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul qaleem, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.